Is that dancey enough for you, Chris? I know you like propaganda, or ex-propaganda as they're called now. That's for Chris Rand, who said we should have a more upbeat dance mix. So I thought, well, I know what he likes. So thank you for that, Chris. It'll be a pint of Southwold Bitter, please, on Saturday. Talking of Southwold Bitter and talking of pints, my guest today is none other than the landlord of Britain's greatest pub, he said, he told me to say. The Greyhound, Mr. Dan Lightfoot. How are you, Dan?
Good, thanks. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
I don't know whether to actually start talking about the pub before we talk about the football, because I think, did you not have a record-breaking Saturday not long ago?
The first home game of the season was a little bit busy, yeah.
Just a bit.
A little bit busier than we anticipated, but it was great. Such a great atmosphere.
Yeah, you don't want to go there. It's a rubbish pub, especially on a Saturday.
Yeah. Let's keep it a secret.
Because my seat is going to be in jeopardy. Yeah, no, I went in, I think it was that day when I went for a quick wee, as you do, just before the game, and it was pretty much emptied by then, and the amount of glasses in that bar was
unreal. Yeah, it was
incredible,
yeah. And then we had the owners come in after the game as well, which just then kept everybody in the pub even longer, which was great. So they were all going around chatting to everyone, so it was, yeah, brilliant day for the pub.
Then you've got some player themed meals on the go as well, haven't you?
One or two, one or two. The McKenna Roni cheese doesn't sell that well, so we might have to think of a new name for him.
Yeah. Cool, right, okay. So what have you made of the season so far? Before we go into individual things and before we go into emails and tweets, what have you made of the whole thing from scratch, and McKenna in particular?
It's just becoming more and more relaxed, isn't it?
Yep.
You just kind of sit back and go, we'll be all right in this game. Accrington on Saturday, just thought, we'll be all right, keep it 0-0, we'll get a goal at some stage. And you do, and you kind of just sit back and we just expect to win now, don't we? That's kind of a weird feeling that we haven't had for such a long time. But only we can mess this up.
Yeah, well, I mean, we should have won. Well, we should be sitting on maximum points, shouldn't
we? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Bolton and last week, which we've covered enough, I think.
We just seem to have two players for every position, which seems, and good players.
Yes.
You can't pick, I can't pick between the left back. We had a discussion on Saturday who's the best left back. We still couldn't really, I think we're splitting the car, two and two. So.
Yeah, I thought that Lee, what's his name?
I knew you were going to ask.
I thought that Leif Davis wasn't the best. But he played quite well on Saturday.
Yeah, he's improving all the time, I think. Yeah. But it's great to have that.
Absolutely.
Rather than just playing someone because you've got to play him, which is the only left back we've got. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I mean, KVY can play that side as well.
So exactly.
In a way, we've got three left backs.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Positive.
Absolutely. You went to Accrington on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, first and last time.
Yeah. He found a pub with Kevin Painter in, so that was the highlight after the football, I'm guessing, was it?
Yeah, the other three pubs weren't, I wouldn't say they were a highlight, but one did have a dartboard. That was about the highlight of the other three pubs.
Yeah, I think it's only famous for John Anderson of Yes, he was born there.
Yeah, it's just not a lot going on in Accrington Town Centre on a Saturday night.
Do you think are you happy with the way things are going? And did you watch the fans forum the other night?
No, I didn't watch it. I saw a few clips on Twitter and then I read a post of the main questions.
Yeah.
They just seem to be getting everything right, don't they, at the moment? It's slowly turning around and getting everything in place. It's like we get one screen and everybody moans about that screen, and then they're now talking about getting other screens, aren't they? So they're kind of, you know, they do seem to be listening for a change, you know.
I know.
Unlike the previous regime, kind of went on for 10 years, which is nothing. It was like a waste of 10 years, wasn't it?
It was.
When we had a statement every three seasons, didn't we?
Yeah.
What the plan was.
Yeah. Turnstiles.
Compared to now, it's amazing, isn't it?
Turnstiles will be painted soon. although I think the acoustics, the sound thing is slightly better, but it's on the way up, isn't it? I mean, that's a good thing. The whole feel good, the buzz around the town, everything.
Yeah, people are coming to the pub, talking about it. The match days in the pub are incredible this season. The buzz, early. People are getting there earlier and earlier. Everyone just seems to be talking about it, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I don't know where we can go from this apart from just keep laying out plaudits.
Yeah.
But it was also interesting to know that that Mr. McKenna said he isn't going anywhere soon, which is good, because someone said, I think he'll go to Brighton.
I saw one of the answers to that. you wouldn't take a risk on him yet. He's only had 50 games, yeah, as a manager. So I think he's here for a while yet.
Yeah. I did listen to a lot of the fans forum, and he did sound really positive about staying. And yeah, you know, he wants to see.
He said the right things, didn't he?
Yeah, he does. But you know, you've got to hope. You know, it'll be United, won't it? It'll take him back in the end, I reckon. Should we go to tweets and emails, etc.? I'll read them out. This is as usual, as they came in. FPL Tractor. Does the chef feel under pressure when making Macaroni and cheese, given everything else connected to the man seems perfect?
Perfect. I spoke to somebody, our head chef, about that, and he just said, it's not that dish. It's about the other 300 dishes he has to get out before 2 o'clock on a Saturday that he's more worried about. So, yeah, no, he's fine with it. Yeah.
How are they with doing all that food on a Saturday?
Yeah, they're really good. They've worked a plan out. They created a menu that they could do mass numbers and get it out as quick as they possibly can. And the target is that everyone will be fed by 2:15, is the plan.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little bit... Someone was, I think it might have been Chris last week, was asking where his food was, maybe. You know how impatient he can be, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, I know which Chris you mean. I was going to say something. Yeah, so you don't want to go there on a Saturday because it's too crowded. You'll never get your food. Don't bother. And the landlord's grumpy. From ITFC Ian on Twitter, that's low-staffed Ian from my hometown, boy. Good evening, Dan and GB. This is your captain calling from HMS Piss the League. Just docking in Lowestoft, because, of course, Lowestoft are the trawler boys, and they're top of the league as well.
Yeah.
How many goals and points do you guys think we'll win this league by? Great show. Thank you, mate.
I think we're guaranteed 100 points, 100 goals, aren't we?
Yeah, and win the league, or just...
I was looking at the fixtures. If we could win it at Peterborough away, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Party in the car park there.
Is that the last game?
No, that's about that's penultimate last game, I think. Might be wrong. So we'll take about 8,000, 2,000 in the ground, 6,000 outside in the car park partying. Sounds like an idea, doesn't it?
They've got that pub boat, haven't they, as well?
Yeah, yeah. What's it called? Get on there, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw you in there last time.
Yeah, probably.
After one or two.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. You don't want to go there, it's too crowded, don't go there. Stephen Skeet, my neighbour. Hello, Steve. Oh, here are you. Well, if he hadn't said it, I probably would have done. Is the car park open on Saturday?
As always. Just not for cars anymore.
not for Stephen.
And not for the likes of
not
him,
for no. either of the Stevens, including Mr. Stephen Foster. Dean Mitchell, Dino. He goes to Grand, and I know him through Twitter, so I'm going to have to find him. Do you know Dean?
Say hello, aren't you?
Do you know him?
I know I looked at his face when I saw the question. Yeah, I recognise.
Yeah, I think I recognise the face now. So I'm going to.
Don't be shy and say hello to you next time.
Yeah, that's right.
You're the drunk, miserable one by the door, aren't you?
I know. There's more things about me being drunk. Huge week ahead. If we win these two home games, it will give us some room. If we lose one, or if we lose one of the tough away games coming up. I should read that again, shouldn't I, really? That was rubbish. Huge week ahead if we win these two home games. It will give us some room if we lose one of the tough away games coming up. Please thank Dan for making the Greyhound such an awful place. No, sorry, I read that. Making the Greyhound such a great place for ITFC fans. But you don't want to go there because it's too crowded, okay? Yeah, we need to win these two home games. Do you think they will?
I keep sticking to 2 points every... 4 points every two games... but you've got to win these two, haven't you?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, as good as we are. You'd be disappointed if you only got 4 points, wouldn't you?
Well, Cambridge haven't lost yet, have they?
No, they're fifth, haven't they?
Something like that, yeah.
Well, you know, after that last time we played them at home, that was when both games were painful last year, weren't they?
Yeah, we should have won at their place, didn't we? But that was under Cook's regime of... Yeah, our consistency is our inconsistency, or whatever he used to say.
When you're getting battered on, just keep the same team, don't change anything, see what happens.
2-0 up, sailing through, and then suddenly 2-1, and here we go again. Yeah, thanks for that, Dean, and thanks to Dan, of course. Chris Rand, evening, gents. So what was that tooting noise that used to go off every time we scored? It wasn't a trumpet, it was too consistent. Did one of those blue disabled cars parked in the corner have a musical air horn? I need to know. Right. I don't know. Do you know this? I'm going to play it, and you can tell me if you're old enough, like me.
Probably
and Chris.
Before my time.
Yeah. when a goal was scored, this sound would come out, and it wasn't coming out of the tannoy, and someone asked this question a few weeks ago, so no one's really sure. But in my head, it came out of one of those blue disabled car things. So, and so Chris is thinking the same. So see if you remember this. Right, firstly, Dan wouldn't have been able to hear that because I've got the thing
silent.
So I'm going to just take the sliders down. Hold on a second. Here you go, Dan. Do you recognise it?
I recognise it. I do remember it, but I wouldn't have a clue what it was.
No. Well, no one does. That's
no,
the whole,
I'm just
that's the whole thing, isn't it? It's, I think Chris is on the right track there. I think it was a disabled...
Yeah, down in front of where they ran out.
Yeah.
The players ran out, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Near Churchman's End. And
yeah.
I think you're right there, Chris. But the mystery still continues. Let's do tweets. On we go. Bear with me. I've got to find them again. So, yeah, blue disabled. I think you're right. It's in my head, it was a blue one as well. So it's a covered one, if I remember. It was a proper disabled thing with a cover.
Yeah, there's just been about six or seven on one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
I stood behind him on my first game.
Must have known, yeah. I think I played that to the guest last week or whenever and did the same thing and left the thing up and he couldn't hear. But he wouldn't. He was too embarrassed to say he hadn't heard it. So he said, yeah. Anyway, Tractor Boy Down Under. That's Ben. Hello, Ben. And as the title gives it away, he lives in, I nearly said South Africa, in Australia. Hi, GB and Dan. The window is closed. What is your assessment? Here we go. Was it on the ball? Will it harness the team's energy? Will we be cooking with gas or in a pan? And will the team be as quick as a Camara flash or Camera flash, if you wish? Don't complain. I just say leaf it to K-Mac. I'll see myself out. I think you should, actually.
He's thought too much about that tweet, hasn't he?
He has, hasn't he? Did you take all week to compose that, Ben? That's Australia for you. Thanks for that, Ben.
Yeah, the squad's great, isn't it? I can't see.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. In all seriousness, yeah. I mean, all the names dropped there. Very clever. Very cleverly. But you are right.
You can take one player. If one player gets injured, you feel we're fine with the backup in every position, aren't we?
Yeah. And noticeably, all the in the nose, I've just made quote signs there, which you can't see, of course. all the in the nose people, not one of them got who it's going to be that we're going to sign. We had two signings and not one of them got it
right. Not one of them got it right. Yeah, no. It's just pointless tweets, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. Andy, ITFC Andy, 89. How... all this. How close has GB come to being barred for his drunken antics? I mean, if Dan had his way, he'd bar me anyway, regardless of how sober I was.
Yeah, you've been close a few times, haven't you? No.
Well, when I've tipped over a few tables and thrown
in
beer
the old days,
thrown beer at the landlord and
No, fairly well behaved, aren't you?
Reasonably.
A little bit grumpy now and again, but he's all right.
I'm not going to go into politics, but that will start me off.
Don't mention Boris. It should be cheered up now.
God, I used to go in the ground when... Because it used to be near the hospital, didn't it?
Yeah.
The Anglesey Road Hospital. And, of course, it was full of doctors and nurses. It was all very classy there.
Yeah.
How it's gone downhill.
For the likes of you.
Yeah, I know. View from the U2. That's our Bono, of course. Hello, Bono. Hi, GB, and hello, Dan. Chapeau to your esteemed guest for not only having the best pub in the world. No, it's rubbish. You don't want to go there, especially on a Saturday. The best pub in the world, but also dropping me off a vegan chili during lockdown. Does Dan have any plans to expand the vegan options for us virtue signalling do-gooders? Have a nice one. Come on, you blues. Cheers, Bono. Answer, Mr. Lightfoot.
Well, if he'd have turned up to the last home game,
yes,
he'd have seen
true.
The new dish on the menu, which was named in honour of him. So we'll have to wait until this Saturday to see it back on there.
That's if he's going to turn up.
If he turns up, yeah.
I'm hoping you're going to turn up this week. Where were you last week? Do we know where he was?
No idea. Wallpack, probably.
What's the other one? The Arbor Inn, isn't it? What it was called, yeah. Okay, this is Daryl referring to someone who suggested that McKenna might end up at Brighton. That's assuming what's his name at Brighton goes to Chelsea, of course. And he said, I was going to put this to Naked Footy and to Dan at the Greyhound to discuss today, but I couldn't finish it, typing it without tears. You don't think it'd leave, do you?
Not yet, no. I think it'd be here for a while yet.
I hope so.
As with the money that's behind the club, and even it going one direction, he's got a perfect job, hasn't he?
Mm. You'd think so, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll look after him with finance, and away we go. We should be fine.
Mm.
Why would you leave here?
Yeah.
Best pubs, you know.
Well, there is that. You know. He's been there as well, hasn't he?
I don't think I've seen him in the pub yet.
Have you not?
No.
No?
No, just we had Paul Cook with his gin and lemonades.
Is that
what he drinks? You can judge a man by his drinks, can't you?
Jesus. You'd think Cookie, as he was called, but we'd be drinking pints, wouldn't you?
Yeah, gin and lemonade.
Gin and lemonade.
Cash only, you know.
Oh, Lord. That's God, blimey. No, he's gone down even further in my estimation now. Julian Hughes. Good evening, GB. Good evening, Dan. Question for Dan. On a match day, what's the number one seller drink-wise?
Beer and Moretti would be the number one.
Really?
Pint-wise, yeah. So bucketfuls of it.
Really?
Yeah. And then Ghost Ship is the best-selling bitter.
Yeah, I can understand that one. I'm not...
Well, don't like lager,
I suppose it's the kids, isn't it? Well, no, you drink lager, don't you? Yeah, sorry. Whoops. That's why I get kicked out. And the number one food dish?
On the football menu so far this season, it's a Danasian dog is just beating the Morsi burger.
Really?
Yeah, Danasian dog is very good.
Danasian dog. Have you got any themes for the new players or anything?
No, we put a Wes Burns burger on, and that's done all right, but not compared to the others, you know. And I'll have to have. I just wanted to wait to see what the new players were before I put my mind to it.
There's a meatball.
Yeah, yeah. There was a few on Twitter that were suggested to me, but I've got to go through them. But yeah, the new centre forward, I can't remember what his name is. But
Kamara? Or is that the other
Kamara,
one?
Yeah, there's not much you can do with him. And then the lad from Burton.
Yeah.
And Andy, what was. It's the two of us so old, don't even know what the name's on.
Rubbish, yeah. What about Ladapo? Can you fit him into a food stuff? Probably not.
Yeah, get Freddy Frog.
Yeah. Yeah, and they do serve frog as well at the Greyhound. Very nice it is too. Willow sends her regards, GB and Dan, and asks for a pint of your best bitter to be delivered to Wormwood Scrubs as soon as possible. Willow is his rather disturbed granddaughter, and she's in and out of, shall we say, hospitality all the while for her misdemeanours. She sometimes escapes, but she's always dragged back in. Thank you for that. I think that's all of them. We'll go on to email from Slower Ball, I believe. Good evening, Mr. Lightweight. Good evening, Mr. Lightfoot. Thanks. Love the show. Cheers, mate. McKenna nominated for Manager of the Month. Has he been?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
so yeah, today.
Ah, right. Chaplin Player of the Month. The Kiss of Death, perhaps? I hope not. Who's your player of the season so far?
I think Walton's been outstanding.
Oh yeah, people forget that,
don't
they?
You forget because we're winning games, you forget about him. But Chapman has been very, very good, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And Evans, obviously, I think he struggled a bit last year, but I think Evans has been fantastic this season.
He's got the highest successful pass rate in the league,
been,
hasn't he?
Outstanding, really outstanding.
And he makes the game look easy, that's always class. Yeah.
It's kind of, you look at him, good thing in a way, half of them don't stand out that, you know, there's a lot of team effort, they all seem to be playing well, don't they? You know, they can't think, oh, he was dreadful, he was, you know. I think we're always looking for a scapegoat somewhere, aren't we? But no, I think they're all doing all right.
Yeah, I can't.
Harness doesn't seem to do a lot, but just scores, isn't he? So he's just brilliant.
Yeah,
you know, he hasn't done anything, and then we went to Forest Green and he scores and go, oh, he's fantastic, you know.
Yeah, he's a busy player. Ladapo's the one that's getting a bit of criticism, isn't he?
Yeah, then I thought he'd have played after he scored in the Papa John's, whatever it's called, trophy thing. But yeah, he did all right when he came on against Accrington. Yeah, they're all doing all right, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, that Papa John's team could probably do as well as this first team. First team. It is going well, but does the panel think that the upcoming Cambridge game is a potential banana skin? With the U's sat in fifth position and both Sam Smith, no, not that one, beer reference there, and the always impressive Joe Ironside amongst the goals.
There's going to be a slip up somewhere, isn't it? But I think we're all right at the moment, don't you? Just keep us unbeaten, run going for as long as possible, and then, yeah, I don't seem to be too concerned about any of the games. Even Sheffield Wednesday away, you think we'll get something there, won't we?
Yeah, we were crap last year, weren't we, at Sheffield?
Yeah.
To be fair.
It was a dull game, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. A player-related foodstuffs, Ken Hancock a leaky soup. Do you remember Ken Hancock? Or do
no,
you remember
I
the name?
Way before my time.
Oh, blimey. Sorry, we're dealing with youngsters now, slow ball. Followed by Alan Hunter's chicken.
Yeah, that's been suggested a few times, yeah. We might have to get that one on.
Oh, with an accompaniment of Trevor Chutney.
Haven't heard that one, that's good.
And rumour has it that you make your stock well.
Very good, very good.
Good day to you both. Keep smiling. God bless Mark Grew. Remember Mark Grew?
Yes.
Was he a goalkeeper?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Went to Port Vale. Talked to Port Vale earlier on, weren't we?
Oh, yes. We have Port Vale, and I may be away for that one, which is a bit of a bummer. Right, we have 2 and a bit minutes. So do you actually see us winning these next two home games, which we have next Saturday is Cambridge, then following Tuesday is, what is it?
Bristol Rovers. Yes, I do.
That's it.
I think it's another stepping stone to get through. The teams are going to come and defend like Cambridge did last year. So we'll get one of those out of our system, win that, and then away we go.
And this is before he's had a drink.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I think we'll be fine.
And team-wise, what would your, in a perfect world, what would your team be? You'd obviously start with Walton in goal.
Well, Edmondson seems to have fallen out of favour now, doesn't he? And Burgess has been fantastic since he's come in.
So. Oh, Edmondson, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah. The great thing is, I think if you could ask everyone, nobody would have the same team, would they? There's
no.
So many options up front.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, that's interesting. If you pick 10 people and ask them to pick
you'd
a team,
all pick different
they'd all
sides,
be different. Yeah.
You'd obviously pick... Evans and Morsey in the middle, wouldn't you?
And you'd pick Chaplin, Walton in goal.
Burns out wide. But then the other ones up front with Jackson and Jules John and Ladapo and now the Burton lad, if you can't think of his name.
I'm glad there's options
all around now, isn't it? So,
yeah.
And Harness in there as well. So I think it'll just keep rotating the three centre halves. I think Keogh will have a role to play at some stage, won't he?
Yeah.
Back there and Kane Vincent Young as well. He's going to have a...
I like him.
I do, and, you know.
I'd like to see him play more.
But I think it shows, that. When we signed him, we all saw him as some sort of superstar. Now he's just one of the team now.
Yeah.
You know, it shows how bad that team was, I think.
Yeah.
In hindsight.
Although he did have quite a bad injury, so...
When he first came in, he was amazing.
Yeah, I think he needs a run of games to get back to that, you know, that the standard he was then. But I totally agree. And would you start Ladapo?
Yeah, I would for now. I think he's, yeah... There's a player in there, but he's...
Yeah.
But
you'd actually start him, not bring him on.
I think he's got to start ahead of Jackson. But then the good thing is McKenna explains why he picked Jackson than he said about the formation and change and stuff. So I think Ladapo for now. And then the Burton lad will take over, won't he?
And our hero, Chappers, will be behind.
Yeah, he'll be top goalscorer at the end of the season, won't he?
We're praying. Thank you for that, Dan. I'll see you in the pub in a few seconds.
Yeah.
Till next week. Thanks for everyone to listen.
Guys.
Yeah, bye.